Diary, February 1900. February 1st to 28th, 1900. This day I will praise the Lord for His goodness and His love and compassion to me. I scarcely feel my infirmities. I have prayed most earnestly for the Lord to give me health and strength to place before the large congregations in our camp meetings the importance of the message that is kept before us. After the Sabbath, Saturday, February 3rd, 1900. Sunnyside, Korenbong. I praise the Lord today that He is very merciful to me. I was enabled to speak to the people in the chapel with freedom from John 14 and 15, upon obedience to all the commandments of God. Sunday, there were several who came to Dora Creek and several to Morisset. We were to meet for counsel. Sister Rice from Rarotonga Island has come with her daughter to put her in school. I spoke in mother's meeting with freedom. I have been able to sleep until 2 o'clock a.m. I am preparing American mail. I am feeling very thankful to my Heavenly Father, for I have evidence the Lord has answered my prayer in healing me of my infirmities. I am so thankful my eye has been healing now for some time. I slept until 2 o'clock. I have had only partial sleep. I thank the Lord for a good night's rest. Slept from 9 o'clock until nearly 3 o'clock this morning. The Lord be praised for the good health He has given me. There is much to be done this forenoon, and I have decided to leave our home after dinner for Maitland. It has been cloudy all day. I helped in preparing tomatoes to be canned. Was delayed in sending the team for Brother James, but he did not come. We were not on our way before 2 o'clock. Sister Rice accompanied us to Maitland. We had just entered the gate as the sun sank under a cloud. All were very glad to see us. I had performed the journey without weariness, but being unable to sleep because I had so large a burden on my mind for the work of God in America. We were most anxious to hear the report of the work in Maitland. All seemed to be of excellent courage. There are new ones deciding to obey the truth every week. This is through the ministry of the Word and the sisters' missionary work in visiting and opening the Scriptures and conversing, communicating the scriptural evidence of the truth. Maitland. Thank the Lord this Sabbath has passed, and the light of truth has been flashing its beams of brightness upon us. We are grateful because we believe every word God has spoken in regard to the creation Sabbath, the seventh day. It is definitely stated in Exodus 31, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you." This was not Sunday, but the Sabbath God instituted in Eden, and set apart, and sanctified, and blessed. All who observe the Sabbath are honoring God, and will themselves be honored. That there shall be no misunderstanding in regard to the day the Lord had blessed, He says, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Verses 12, 13, 15 to 17. God's memorial cannot be removed to any other day. That day the Lord has reserved to Himself. He has given men 6 days to do their work for a livelihood, and He has reserved the seventh day in which common work cannot be done. It is God's time, And when men take the Lord's time and appropriate it to common merchandise and work, they are partaking of the forbidden tree, just as did Adam and Eve. There was a Sabbath school in the morning, followed by a testimony meeting. In the afternoon, I spoke from John 14:15 upon the keeping of the commandments every Sabbath. This is God's memorial of creation to be observed, and the test comes upon every professed Christian. If men will take the Word of God just as it reads, they will love God and keep His commandments. The observance of the Sabbath is the sign between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Obedience in the face of all the world who worship a false Sabbath. Those who will risk the consequences and transgress the Sabbath have not the sign to distinguish them from the world. Maitland. Friday afternoon, Sarah McEnterfer and Sister Rice accompanied me to Maitland. The road has not improved at Mount Vincent. We rode very comfortably, but for nearly a week I have not had my usual sleep. I have been awake at all irregular hours. We have reason to praise God, for He is good, and His mercy and loving kindness are great to the children of men. Yesterday, a poor drunkard was drawn to the tent by hearing my voice. He came close to the tent and once came in. After the meeting, close, he went to Brother W.A. Colcord and told him he wanted to be a Christian and solicited prayers. They did have a praying season for this poor soul, that the Lord would, by His Holy Spirit, help him to overcome his appetite. We thank the Lord for this evidence that the Holy Spirit is striving with hearts and that conscience is not entirely dead. Souls are starving for the bread of life, that they may eat thereof and live. In the forenoon of Sunday, we had first a very earnest season of prayer, and the Lord was in our midst. He did bless us, and our spirits were refreshed. We then had a council meeting, and I was drawn out to speak of many things in regard to the elevated character in which the gospel ministry must always be regarded. This is the body, and the ministry of the Word is to be the head. The medical missionary work is represented as the hand is to the body. It is not to be made the center of the work. It is the gospel missionary hand, but not the head, and not the body, but a member of the body, to act in all things in connection with the body. After 3 hours of earnest conversation with our responsible workers, I rode out to visit a family. The name was Lamotte. The wife had been baptized the previous Sunday. The husband has left off his tobacco and is convinced of the truth. These simple, honest people were in the 60s for age and were comfortably situated. We had a most precious season of prayer. They expressed that they were highly honored in having us call upon them, but in our season of prayer, we knew there was an unseen heavenly guest in our midst that made our hearts glad and thankful. Before evening, I communicated important things to Brother Colcord, then occupied over 1 hour in reading and explaining Isaiah 58. I felt deeply the reality of the truth. My testimony, I knew, was under the Holy Spirit's unction. After I was through speaking, Elder Colcord put before them the question as to how many wanted to be followers of Christ. After listening to the solemn discourse, everyone rose to his feet. He then asked how many would decide to obey the commandments of God. A large number arose. This was a victory gained. We were so glad that the Lord, notwithstanding our perversity, is ready and willing to bless all who come unto Him. This has been a large day's work for me. Monday morning, I was called at 2 o'clock to prepare for our journey homeward. At 3 o'clock, we were passing out of the gate enclosing the mission yard. The horses had been fed, and we would advance on our journey. The morning was cool, and we passed over the 27 miles between 3 and 8 o'clock. We passed through our gate to our house. All were surprised to see us so soon. The journey did not tire me. Soon I was informed by my editors that the mail goes to America Tuesday morning. I must write in response to letters received Monday noon. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. The mail was no sooner off this morning to America that I was reminded of the New Zealand mail, which was to go Wednesday next morning. Letters must be written to Brother Joseph Hare, who, with his family, has been passing through a severe affliction. A boat with lumber was going to blank, but they have heard nothing from those on the boat. There were 11 or 12 hands on the boat, but not the slightest news has come in, and they are as if swallowed up in the sea, never to be heard from. I wrote a comforting letter to the bereaved family. Sister Maud, wife of Brother Wesley Hare, sent me a letter with a donation of £50. I handed it over at once to be used to settle the bills for the plastering of the health retreat. We are very short of money. May the Lord help me, is my prayer. Sister Maud Hare was advised by me to come from New Zealand to be treated for difficulties of a serious character, and she heeded my advice, was treated successfully by Dr. Caro, and she states she is perfectly free from her difficulty. This money, £50, was a thank offering to the Lord. They appreciate the restoration. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. This day has been a hard day for me. I was up at 2:30 and commenced writing and wrote all day. Sunnyside, Kurenbong, New South Wales, Thursday, February 15th, 1900. I thank the Lord I have been able to sleep until 2 o'clock a.m. I thank the Lord I am certainly healed of infirmities that I have been afflicted with all my life that I can remember. My prayer had come up before the Lord, and He has heard my prayer for my eyesight to be preserved. I have never accomplished more work in writing and in speaking than since I came to this country. But for some 2 or 3 weeks back, I have realized the special blessing of God in freedom from pain. I can step as lightly as when a girl of 16. The Lord is good in preserving to me my memory. I do long and thirst for the waters of life daily, that my soul shall be refreshed. Sunnyside, Kurenbong, New South Wales. I could not sleep after 2 a.m., but the Lord seemed very near and precious to my soul. I felt with longing desire I could accept and believe the invitation. Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27, verse 5. The Lord Jesus is always encouraging our faith to rely firmly upon Him, and He will be our helper, our sanctification, our righteousness. This morning I sent to Africa 25 pages written Thursday, all important letters to Brother Lindsay, also to Brother Hyatt, and a long letter to Mother Wessels. I sent enclosures of copies of letters. I feel so sorry about this way one Christian nation is fighting another Christian nation to secure to the British powers more land. It will never be known how many lives have been sacrificed in order to get control of a portion of land. Had the missionary work been carried on in Africa among the Dutch and the truth been properly presented from the scriptures, this war would not have been. A settlement would have been made, and there would have been no bloodshed. There should have been missionaries sent all through that country, and publications of books should have been multiplied in the Dutch language. What was needed was a far more clear eyesight of the neglected portions of the Lord's vineyard. The light given me in that consecrated correspondence should be kept with all these foreign fields and workers authorized to go to these fields. The Wessels funds that have been absorbed in America should have been used to set in operation missionary efforts to lift the standard of truth among the Boers. They are, many of them, a more consistent people and of a more decidedly religious phase of character than those who have instituted war against them. But they needed increased light from the scriptures. The English-speaking people have not treated the Dutch white and clear before God. They have been selfish for advantages that they coveted, as Ahab coveted the vineyard of the settler Naboth, and because he would not give it, killed him and took the vineyard. The truth should have gone into those new territories. The Seventh-day Adventists are the only people that could obtain influence with them. The mission spirit did not extend, and the message go to other places as it should have gone, and God would have opened the way. Brethren Philip and Peter Wessels, sanctified by the Spirit of God, could have done great good to that field. W.C. White and Brother Chandler came from Sydney. We met them at the station. Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales. Camp meetings. I did not attend meeting at the church. I felt anxious to consider many things. W.C. White came in, and we had about 2 hours of conversation in reference to the best methods of conducting camp meetings. I have felt during the last camp meeting that we had an excellent interest and profitable discourses, but I could not feel just free from the burden. I felt deeply that the Sabbath question, which means so much to believers and unbelievers, should have been taken up and proclaimed to break upon the people as a trumpet giving a certain sound. The third angel's message is to be heard in no weakened, indistinct tones. This is a testing question and should be dwelt upon in the very first and in the middle and end of our series of meetings. Then, binding up the truth for these last days, bring in the reasons of our faith in the second appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ to our world in power and great glory. This is the message for this time. This is the message of the greatest interest to every individual member of families. Maitland is in need of light, and now, at that very time, was our opportunity to bring in the testing truths for this time.
There have been represented to me companies of people, some larger in numbers and some smaller, who were anxiously thirsting for more spiritual light and great knowledge of the Scriptures. Some were praying most earnestly. Others, with outreaching hands, were looking imploring, saying, "Come over and help us." Acts 16, verse 9. Others were weeping and praying for the truth to come to them, and a messenger from heaven said, "These are sheep that have no shepherd. They are not fed with the bread of life. I thank God that quite a number have been converted. That is good fruit. And precious souls are hungering for more truth. Souls who have heard, received, and are rejoicing in the truth. My heart is weighted down with the burden of souls. May God help us is my most earnest prayer. I am to give myself without reserve to the work of holding aloft the banner of Jesus Christ. The third angel's message must be given to the world. In our camp meetings, there should be more revival efforts made. There should be many more direct messages borne upon the temperance question, calling for those who are using intoxicating drinks to sign the pledge and seek the Lord. His strength will be given to help every soul who will seek him with all the heart. Then always have temperance pledges for them to sign. Ask them, urge them to sign these pledges. There is not one half the life and enthusiasm put into these subjects that there should be. The Lord would have those subjects revived and the army of the Lord stand firm against intemperance. Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales. I awoke at 12:30, was very much awake. My mind was traveling, and I dressed and committed my case to God for His Holy Spirit, and then wrote some things to Brother Prescott. My heart is drawn out after the Holy Spirit. I am not able to work myself.
I open the windows of my mind and heart heavenward and invite Christ to abide with me. Then His presence, a sense of His love, will enable me to close the windows of the soul earthward, that the small worries of earthly things shall not cast their dark shadows before my heart and mind. If ever there was a period of time when we should live in the light of the sunshine of the presence of God, it is now, in this thy day, to know the truth as it is in Jesus. I fear as we see the day of the Lord approaching, we shall get in the habit of sighing and crying for the abominations done in the land, and shall not recount the mercies of God which we see and experience. As we see all these signs taking place in the world, we are to lift up our heads and rejoice, for our redemption draweth nigh. Our eyes must not be diverted from our Savior. He is the health of our countenance. I fear we talk too much of the great power of Satan and do not magnify the great power of God as we ought to do, and as we have reason to do. We must magnify the Lord by offering praise and thanksgiving to His holy name. The Lord would have our minds wide awake in regard to the necessities of the work to be done to awaken souls, and all must be done with an eye single to the glory of God. Self, self, self will have to be sacrificed at every step. We must have not a thread of selfishness in our plans. Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, came to our world to teach all who live in the world to become sons and daughters of the Lord, ever keeping in view that we are to consider that Christ came to our world to present a living example to all in the world to live after the example He has given us, that we might have life, eternal life. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong. I awakened at 1:15. Lay and tried to sleep, but could not. I arose and dressed and prepared for writing at 2:30. I feel deeply impressed that we must keep our eyes single to the glory of God. We must not trust in our own wisdom, but look to the Lord for wisdom. I do have every reason to praise God. His restoring power is upon me, and my soul doth magnify the Lord God of Israel. We must bear the message of mercy to a fallen world. It means much to be Christ's soldiers. The churches in our world need to be converted. I awoke at 2 a.m. and prepared for my day's work. I see so much to do in writing. I know not what to do first. I seek the Lord morning after morning and seek Him in faith, believing He will give me light. He will bless and He will imbue me with His Holy Spirit. I prepare large mail for Africa. I slept until 3:30 and I am thankful. I feel deeply the need of more of the grace and power of the Spirit of God. Rode down to the post office. Called at the food factory and urged that if possible they should help the son of brother and sister Lord and give him every chance possible to be educated how to work to advantage. This is missionary work. I hope he will become a Christian. We want to place their feet upon the Rock of Ages. If he has the right association, he will, we believe, become a Christian.
I pay for his extra expense. I wish he could earn something to help at home. We see it is a hard matter to take on a boy who has never learned to work from his childhood. We need great patience and forbearance. Had conversation with Elder Robinson in regard to work to be done in Kurrenbong and Martinsville and Dora Creek, Morisset, and Mount Vincent. All these places must be worked, and Waii and other places, stations on the railway. We are now determined to build 2 small meeting houses, one in Martinsville and another at Dora Creek. May the Lord help us, for we must work in faith to do this. We must obtain that faith and courage that will hold fast the promise, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you."
Matthew 7, verse 7. As the light comes to me, I must discern the light, appreciate the light, and walk in the light as Christ has invited us. Oh, my prayer is, increase my faith. Luke 17, verse 5. There must be more living and walking in the light. Christ is the light, and we must take hold of the light. Believe that ye receive the things ye ask for, and ye shall have them. Mark 11, verse 24. According to your faith be it unto you. Matthew 9, verse 29. He that so loved the world has evidenced the same by giving his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. I thank the Lord I was enabled to sleep until 4 o'clock a.m. My heart is drawn out after God. I realize our helplessness and the impossibility of bearing fruit abundantly unless I am abiding in the vine, a living branch. I long after God. Without me, saith Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. We see a great work to be done for the people all around Kurenbong. Oh, I do want so to present the truth that it shall convince souls. Every settlement and city must be warned. Christ crucified for our sins must be ever before us, and his resurrection, proclaiming over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. He is our living intercessor. He is clothed with divinity. It is enough. The disciple is fitted for every work and every trial. I send a large letter to Maitland today encouraging the workers. The gospel is the power and wisdom of God. Sister Hughes from Kurenbong came to see Sarah. Her daughter-in-law is afflicted with pain in both ears. Her whole face is in trouble. Advised her to go to a physician, Dr. Rand of Newcastle. We feel sorry for these afflicted ones who have not given their hearts to the Lord. I slept until 4:30 this morning. I am very thankful to my Heavenly Father for good health. I long for a greater nearness to God. There is much to think of this day. May all feel it is the day preparatory for the Sabbath. Written after the Sabbath. I am troubled, very much troubled. There is too close a connection between myself and the school. I am almost sure this state of things cannot exist without great hindrance to myself and my workers. I may employ all the workers I can secure here, but unless there is someone to take the lead, who knows what is needed? The worker is to have the work examined and tested. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. I visited Health Retreat to inquire if Brother James wished to go back to Maitland, for my horse and carriage would take him. He seemed anxious to go, and we took him in our single carriage to the station. He has been about 2 weeks at the retreat. A critical operation was performed. On the way to Dora Creek, I conversed with Brother James in reference to my going with my team to Maitland.